This week on Shotcast with Slater Harrison.
Have you ever lasered your dick? Can they do that?
Can they laser a dick? What kind of dicks are you seeing? Hairy dicks? What's happening?
I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of cocaine dicks, and to be honest.
Oh, so they're limp.
Yeah. Just the life has gone behind their eyes.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Okay, are you ready to fucking do this little?
I'm gonna try to be ready.
All right. I drink the fucking soda before. Listen, and after.
We're at an age that
I'm old and I don't give a fuck. I'm a pussy when it comes to shots, so I really fuck myself with this whole idea, but
not the deep breath.
Yo, it's literally like jumping into a pool. I'm like, okay, we can do this. We can do this. Okay,
cheers.
I'm gonna kill my liquor guy.
I was gonna say that's his favorite one.
He looks like he was in the cartel, so
is that he homeless?
That kind of makes sense. Mm. Yeah. Oh God. Woo! All right.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We finally figured it out, and now I'm like fucking torturing us. Sorry.
Oh my.
Oh God. All right. let me get my
shit
together.
It has a diamond on top.
Yeah, diamonds are forever when you're in the grave after it. All right.
I'm literally like,
welcome. Welcome to Shotcast. Yeah, we are on episode I don't give a fuck. I haven't even edited the last two, so I don't even know what number we're on. But
I'm going to skip the other ones.
I think I'm on five. I think I'm on five of season four.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Netflix series that's never ending. and I have with me today Nina. Nina Barnett. What's your last name?
Barnett.
You have yeah, right. Okay. Well, because as soon as I said
the
that, I was like, wait.
The shot really took it out of you. You literally said, wait a second.
Start in strong. That's like me when I host. I'm like, fuck, who's this comic coming up? And I've known them for like years.
Yeah, you're like literally their godparent. And they're like,
I'm like, I'm no longer in your will. Mm-hmm. Sick. But because then I was thinking about Sarah Barnett.
Okay, yeah. Yes, also so confusing.
Yeah. And I just had her on like a few months ago, which doesn't even help my case at all. but yeah, I am clearly dyslexic in all the ways. Today, I am making Nina suffer with me through this tequila. Silver, what is even the name?
And I just want to clarify for anyone that's wondering what this tequila tastes like. I actually pride myself on being able to like pretty smoothly take a tequila shot. This one is giving the energy of the one you snuck in high school. Not that we underage drank, but like that you were like, wow, all alcohol is so bad, but it's so fun. It's that energy.
Yeah, it is.
It's the energy of, like, I had $4 to spend. But
I stole this from my grandpa's safe, and it's not safe.
My grandpa who's homeless.
Yeah. Actually, this is, like, the neighbor who was cool. That was like, you guys want a drink? You can always come to my apartment. And you're like, no. It's really gross. It's giving high school dance sneaking in vibes.
Yeah.
And it's called Don Ramon. Don Ramon. I mean, the bottle's cute.
I have a bone to pick with Ramon.
Don Ramon. Who is it? Who is Don? We don't know. WWDD. All right, I'm going to take these sunglasses off now. I just did that as a fun little thing. I liked it.
We wanted to look a little bit different since we accidentally dressed like carbon copies of each other.
Yeah, that'll happen. The pants are different shades, at least.
Yeah, I'm wearing light wash.
Yeah, and I got a dark wash. And they're new, and they're tight, and they hurt. And I think that I thought I was a size smaller than I really am.
Dress for the part you want. Yeah. The part you have.
Yeah. Exactly. Just fucking get it in there.
Manifest it.
Manifest skinny jeans. And they're like a wide leg. And I'm pretty sure they're high waters. I should have returned these, dude. They're from Abercrombie & Fitch. That's where I get like most of my jeans these days.
I mean, listen. I heard the neurovirus is going around. Catch a little bit of that and you're in those jeans in no time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I got to re-up my Ozempy. Yeah. I still can't believe how fucking That there's like so many generic brands of that now. You see all the commercials.
I know.
We Go V.
I was gonna say the We Go V commercial hits because I love The Greatest Showman, and that's the song.
Oh, it is?
Oh yeah, it's The Greatest Showman song. That's like, I'm not gonna sing the whole thing. It's like a 7-minute song. I won't sing the whole thing, but but it's actually a song I love pre-gaming too. And if you've never seen The Greatest Showman, that sounded really nerdy, but it slaps,
dude. It's totally fine. My friend actually literally Saturday was talking about The Greatest Showman. She's like, it's
so
the best
good.
Movie ever.
No, it's so good. I mean, the I cannot believe that We Go V got that song.
Yeah. Like, who signed off on that?
I don't know. Someone's bankrolling that.
Hugh Jackman's getting a little percentage.
I hope he is.
Is that who's singing that? Or is it just
it's
a
the
group?
Whole cast.
It's everyone. Everyone gets a piece of it.
No, it's...
you guys get free We Go V, all right?
To the whole cast. Oh, honestly, pretty good deal.
I would take it. Fuck it. Why
I'm
not?
Like, I also am like, if I took it, I might fly away in the wind. Like, yeah. I'm going to be respectful here and say, like, I don't need any.
No, we don't need it.
The girls that are like, that are absolutely so thin and they're taking it, I'm like, no. Like, this is when you look in the mirror and you think, I'm maybe doing something wrong.
Yeah. You look in the mirror, you're like, where did I go? Where am I? Yeah. It's freaking crazy. I don't think anyone should really be taking it unless for the diabetic reasons.
Yeah, I get the pre-diabetic stuff, but I'm like, come on now. Let's maybe not. We don't really know the effects of this one.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I feel like in 10 years, you know, it's going to be one of those commercials like, in 2025, did you take Ozempic or Wegovy? You might be in for compensation.
Literally. I'm surprised it hasn't started hitting as like a... just like recreational drug. I don't really know what that would do. But I'm like, I think about girl dinner and I'm like, oh my gosh, if everyone could just take a little bit of a hit, like before they went out, girl dinner would be so possible.
Yo.
Right now, girl dinner is simply not possible. People are like, oh, I just had a cracker. I'm like, how?
Yeah, I'm like, put your saltines away, bitch. Come on. Yeah. That's not real life. No. That's the whole like thing behind all of that is crazy. Like, where are you putting the needle? Are you putting it in your ass cheek or your thigh?
I don't know. I've never done it.
I've never... It's a party drug.
I'm clean.
People in colleges are just fucking shooting each other up.
Probably. I mean, that's what I have to imagine.
Everyone's going to be skinny.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No, it's horrible.
Sometimes people look better with a little weight on them.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I totally agree. I think some people like genuinely like... I think everybody's supposed to be all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, that's what makes us unique.
So, like, the freshman 15 seriously does something to change you as a human being.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
You have to develop a personality real fucking fast.
You're like, all right, there's a little bit more of me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see how she is. Is she cool? Is she fun? Is she flirty?
I know. I'm like, do I lead with my tits now? Can I?
Yeah. Okay, yo, honestly, if there was, like, a shot that I could take and I would grow tits, I would do it.
I don't know. It's honestly, I mean, crazy stat that people don't know about me. I used to have really big boobs. I literally prayed them away. I don't know how it happened.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Church really got to me and I was like, please go away. And they really did.
And God was like, I will taketh away.
Yeah, and all the men were like, no.
Like, no, Nina, why?
And they kind of, they're amazing, but they also are super inconvenient.
Yeah, it's like you have three heads.
It's terrible.
It's a lot to handle.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard people be like, I wish you could go back to that person. I'm like, I'm sure I could. It's just $10,000.
Just a few boy dinners.
Yeah.
And then I'll get those D's back. How drastic of a size difference happened?
I went from a triple D to a, like, C.
You just deleted your chest.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And I was hooking up with someone at the time, and he was the one that kind of broke the news to me. Because I didn't notice. It was before, like, stretch marks were cool, so I didn't even know what they were. I was just like, okay, I've got some texture now. I'm not sure what that is.
I got some texture.
Literally. And this guy had to say to me, he was like, listen, I know you and I are just friends with benefits. We're not dating. So, like, I hope this doesn't offend you, but... where are your boobs?
Now we're just going to be friends.
Like, he's like, you knew I wasn't into it for the personality, so I have to ask. And I was like, you know, that's a great point. I had no idea.
You're like, I prayed him away. It just happened.
I really did. I was just like, I really want to have Tasteless Eye boob.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wild.
Have you tried that with anything else? I would start using that superpower.
I should. I don't know. I don't think you can, like, pray against your enemies. I guess that's probably not going to work, but yeah. I don't know. I could try it on something else. I don't know what I would try next, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like tits and ass, I guess, are the only things that I would
I prayed for good brows and I slayed.
Ooh, good job. Yo, my mom, I have to thank her for it, but at the time it was disgusting. Like when I was.
I'm so excited for what you're going to say. I could never say that phrase because I'm from the South. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from the North. I'm from north of the wall. So me and Canada people, basically. But growing up, she would always like do that, like lick her thumbs and then go like this. Like on my eyebrows.
That's
like,
a beautiful thing.
Since I was a child, till I was about probably 13, I was like, enough of the spit.
And you were like, I have laminated brows.
Yeah, I was like, there's nothing left. Why don't you fucking licked my eyebrows off, Mom?
No, I'm obsessed.
But I did like give him the shape that I have today. So thanks. Listen, thanks, Mom.
People sleep on it.
Yeah.
Brows.
Yeah.
Who needs those in bigger?
Yeah. My mom's got me covered. Any problem, she'll figure it out in some weird, unorthodox kind of way.
Yeah, I love that.
Speaking of orthodox, it is Ramadan.
Yes, it is.
You like that segue? I know it because my Apple calendar. Like I was
Let's
like,
be honest.
What's the purple dot for this time? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Ramadan, fun. But I went to the bodega after the gym today. I go to the same one after the gym and get a protein shake from this guy.
Oh.
And he makes it like a surprise every time. I'm like,
I love
you know
a surprise
what I want?
Every time.
Yeah, I was like, just make it good. You know, if I sip it before I leave, because if it's bad, I'm like, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah, we're like, run it back.
Yeah, I'm like, let's get back. I'll get back there. Give me some gloves. But he made it, and he usually, whatever's like left over, he'll put in a little cup and like drink it with me. We have a good rapport there.
Yeah, I was going to say,
corner.
This sounds like a home.
Yeah. Me and all the people on the street are just one at this point.
Fair.
Except for fucking liquor guy. He's going to get talking to
him. Yeah, except for the liquor guy. I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah.
If I can speak.
After this, we're going to go straight there.
You seem like, who are these drunk white bitches?
Just knock him over the head with the bottle.
Yeah. There's a diamond, that diamond on top. Weapon.
Yeah.
This is a weapon.
That is. That's like, this looks like a fucking, this is like a you could peg someone with this. This is the butt plug right here.
Who needs a diamond ring when you can have this lab grown diamond top crap tequila?
It's straight. It's a blood diamond, actually. Like, no one knows. We're just sitting on gold.
Yeah. Actually, surprise. Surprise.
Yeah. Rich, bitch.
We are friends with Don Ramon.
This will be my last episode. But there's usually like extra. And I was like, oh, you didn't make your own little cup today. And he's like, yeah, it's Ramadan. I'm fasting. I'm like, oh, how's that going? He's like, how do you think? I was like, yeah, that kind of sucks.
No, it's so funny to me. Like, I grew up Christian and I, like, there's obviously a ton of stuff in the Bible about Jesus fasting, but Christians were just like,
yeah,
we're good on that.
We're like, why don't you just give up Xbox for 40 days?
What? Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, we just said, all right, sure.
It's, how about you choose what you give up? Mm-hmm. We'll call it Lent.
Yeah. And it's always pizza. Why is it always pizza? Everyone's like, I got to do pizza.
That's hard to do in New York.
It is hard to do. I'm like, I was a fat ass growing up, so I did like Nutella. People were like, did you have that often? Every day.
You're like, I love hazelnut.
No,
bread.
I seriously do.
No, Nutella's the shit.
I haven't had Nutella in years. I seriously had to cut it out.
Like, yo, their sales have gone down. The stocks are plummeting.
No, I had so much Nutella. I had it every single day.
Wow, really?
For like, I hyper fixate on food and on meals. Uh-huh. I still do it. And I was really loving a toast with Nutella.
Wow. I mean, it's a good meal.
Yeah.
It's great. I love chocolate hazelnut shit.
It's
any
great.
Of that. Ferrero Rocher? Mm-hmm. Fucking sign me up. I went to Economy Candy. You ever been there?
Okay. I've been dying to go because I'm a candy girl.
Dude, same. Halloween. Mm. It's my favorite time of year. I don't go trick-or-treating anymore.
It's like,
I just put on a mask. I'm a really tall kid.
Listen, the kids are taller than me. I could probably swing it, and then they would hear my voice and be like, oh my God, has that child been like ripping six? Is she like, okay?
I'm going through puberty. Leave me alone.
I'd be like, I just had a cold.
Oh my God. But you got to go.
Okay, yeah.
It's really good. I went to the one on Rivington. I think there's two locations.
Yeah.
There's one in Chelsea, I think the other one is.
Yes, near me.
Yeah, yo, so you got to go. It's amazing.
It's very upsetting.
I found Kit Kats, though, that had hazelnut chocolate. Yeah.
Oh.
And there was like 10 in a pack. It wasn't like fucking break me off a piece. It was like give me the whole
I need to go.
Family. Yeah.
I love me some candy. I love the candy in New York right now is also having like a whole like Monopoly.
They are.
Oh my gosh, there's Little Sweet Treat. There's Bon Bon.
Oh.
There's Economy Candy. And now Bon Bon's opening a new location because Little Sweet Treat was probably doing too well.
Where what's that Bon Bon? Little Bon Bon.
Bon Bon is like all Swedish candy, but they have really good like sour. It's the one with the pink.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like so good. They were kind of the OG that went very viral.
I was gonna say, I saw some TikToks about that shit.
Mm-hmm. And then Little Sweet Treat was like, I'm gonna open up in the West Village.
Mm, smart.
And all of the bitches were like, I need a little sweet treat, including myself.
A little thumb plate.
I'm embarrassed to say I have rewards there. And
wow. No, that's good. Mm-hmm. I should do that for many of the places I frequent.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because I would save probably a good amount of money and get little deals.
It's great. It's great.
I'm not above a coupon.
Yeah. You know, you need to have rewards with the liquor store guy.
They do give me a family discount.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, we're our family. I'm probably involved in a serious
family. What everyone needs to hear at the liquor store.
I'm involved with a serious crime family. And I don't know it. I just walk in there, they're like, family discount. He's giving me this poison. I don't know what's happening.
Like, I'm like, I want to meet your family. Do they love you?
Yeah. Will they miss you if you are gone for a little bit?
Because after this.
How are you in the sun for long periods of time? Do tan or you burn? That's ominous.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's happening. I'm really not. I think, you know, considering how small this bottle is.
We can go halvesies.
And how much we'll do halvesies. Because these shot glasses are big. And every time I have someone on, they're like, these are big shot glasses. I'm like, okay.
These are.
They're
boys or something.
I made them. Yeah.
For strong
boy
men.
Glass.
Yeah, I have a question for all of your listeners. When you see a girl take a shot and like take it and she has no emotion, she needs no chaser. Like, is that impressive or is that like
terrifying?
I'm hoping it's terrifying because I don't think I could do that.
Dude, I couldn't either. No way.
I've graduated to like mixed shots only, you know?
Oh, I love that.
You know?
I love that. I was out Saturday and me and my friend, we went to Mr. Paradise. You ever been there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So she lives like right around the corner from there. So we're like, all right, look, we're like, we only have so much energy as women in their early 30s now. And we're like, all right, let's go there. It's a block away. We can wear heels because we can make that work.
Heck yeah.
And we went in there and we sat at the bar because you need to sit. You need to sit. I can't stand there in heels with the sardine people.
In this economy?
Yeah. Oh. Are you kidding? I can't do that. Over, under. I'm going to lose every time.
Yeah. Amen.
So we sat, and I'll tell you what happened after this shot because I will
like,
never
seriously
do it if
saying,
I don't make
this is one thing I'm praying about. No, like.
Woo. Okay. Cheers, my friend.
No, it's like the.
I'm shaking.
I'm just taking a moment.
The aftertaste is even worse than the real taste, the during taste.
Why is it like menthol?
I don't know. Do you think he's drugging me?
Well, good news is
it wasn't sealed.
You'll be
it was.
I was like, that is so crazy. If you brought
he
me
just
in
came
here.
Back from the back.
No, like I won't lie. Like if a man gave me that shot at a bar, I would look at him and be like, please, can I just say goodbye to my parents?
I have 5 minutes to get out of here before you take me.
Because, like, that's not available on a liquor shelf.
It's really not. I was like, what's your favorite? And he was like,
when you hear your family.
He's like,
we brew it ourselves.
Yeah, he's like, hang on, let me go to the basement. Like, no, don't go down there. What's down there? Just people locked up making it in a bath. That's what I picture this being made in. Just a tub, like gin. But
it's nice. Is it plastic or glass?
It's glass, which I guess, I don't know, makes it a little more legit for absolutely no reason. I don't know. It's 100% agave. You know what that means.
Skinny.
All of the, there's the diamond butt plug just running away.
Look at that.
The bottle's trying to get away from itself. Oh, my God.
We know all the men want this in them.
It really, yeah, they do. My friend
You
actually,
don't want that in you, but you want this.
Yeah. My friend just had a little experience with some butt play this weekend.
Wow. Yeah.
I was like, never really? I know. I'm like,
but
dude.
But I'm impressed.
I'm impressed, too. I mean, like, it was like he was getting the play.
I think that's like a marriage thing for me.
Yeah, that's
I need
forever.
To be in a safe space.
I need to know that.
I have way too many stomach problems.
For better and worse.
I'm not set up for this, like, at all.
No. And, like, guys' asses are disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No one talks about it. Us women go through a lot to maintain head to toe.
Everything.
A lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy.
A lot of money.
Stress, tears. It's a lot.
It's so much.
It's a lot.
I mean, literally, I won't say who. She would get very upset with me. But I know
I
someone
bleep
that
out
just.
Stuff,
okay.
So.
She will listen. Shut up.
Oh,
but
great.
She'll know this is about her. But she just got a vagina facial. And I was like, pop off. I also know that she's like, which bleep that out too. But I'm sitting there being like, okay, let me know how it is. And she was like, it's supposed to be amazing for you.
What consists of a vagina facial?
I don't know, but you know my ass is first in line. Because she and I, listen, it's like one of those things to have like such a great relationship with a family member. We'll just leave it a family member.
Yeah.
And I literally will be like, I got laser hair removal. I got this. And she calls and she's like, I'm getting a vagina facial.
Wow.
Which I'm like, okay.
That's fantastic. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Like, sure.
They're coming out with new shit every day.
That sounds way better than, like, a colonic.
Oh, God. Yeah, that, enemas, all that shit.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Literally. I don't, no. Mm-mm. No, I don't need
that's
it.
That's what I'm taking Ozempic instead.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Shoot it in.
That's the order.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Wow, okay. Well, I want to know what she, did she get back to you yet?
Or this no, is I need really to, I'll, I know. I'm like, let me. We'll see if she responds while we're still
recording. Fuck it, we'll do it live. Get her on the line.
I'll just text her right now and just be like,
how was that VF?
How was the vagina?
It sounds so like counterintuitive because it's like facial, like, but it's vagina.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. You want it to be pretty. You want that glow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I would know because I'm in a dry spell. But
yeah.
Sounds like something good, but she is too.
Yeah. Winters will do it. You know, I got dry skin. It's a dry spell. Everything's dry. It's disgusting. Canada Dry. Everybody.
Canada Dry.
Our sponsor for this episode.
Can you imagine they reached out and they were like, we heard you were talking about us because of your dry spell. No, it's actually such a bummer being in a dry spell or like not having a crush.
Yeah.
Such a girly thing to say. But I'm like, you know, there is something worth living for when you have a crush.
Yeah. It's like a nice little distraction from reality.
Yes.
You know, you're just living in a little fun, cushy land.
Like, who am I supposed to text after Ramon is inside me?
Oh, my gosh. I know. I guess Ramon. His number's on the bottom, actually. That's what happens when you finish it. You're like,
it's
oh.
Actually your bodega guy. Well, it's the phone.
Perfect. Somebody better call Ramon.
No, I'd be like,
call him.
Hey.
Yeah.
I just
You'd be like, hola.
No, literally.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's south of the border, either way you look at it.
Yeah.
The big Don. The big Don. I just picture him being like this, like, big, jacked Mexican man.
Yeah, and I love that.
Yeah.
Who's Sometimes just ready you just to need go. Attention, and I... might be there.
Yeah. I don't even have a type anymore, I don't think.
I don't either. Actually, I take it back.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm attracted to people that I'm like, wow, never saw that coming.
I will say, I definitely am someone that's attracted to personality first.
Yeah, that's the curse of being a female.
Yeah, yeah. It's so unfortunate.
Guys don't have that.
I know. I'm like,
it's such bullshit.
It's such bullshit.
It's always a hot girl and a not as hot guy. It's really never reversed that much.
No, I was laughing because I saw these memes of Tate McRae hosting with Shane Gillis on SNL. Mm-hmm. And it was like them two next to each other.
Oh,
and all of them were like every like SEC school relationship. And then it was like, which I could say because I'm from there and I have some friends that are dating people like that. And then there was another one that was like every girl in New York that just settles on Hinge. And I was like, yeah.
Dude, literally, though, it's so unfair. I just.
It's tough.
I think that, I mean, whatever. I guess you're the decider of your own fate. Like,
it's bleak out there.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean,
that's why I can never go on Love is Blind.
No.
I would pick the ugliest motherfucker.
No, I like literally could go on Love Island. Yeah. That's a vacation.
Yeah, hot ones if I get some surgery, but like I could maybe do it.
Yeah.
I could put my head in the ring.
I thought you were talking about hot ones, like the chicken wing one. And I was like, I don't know how to tell you this, but like I don't think he's available.
He's, you know what? Fuck it. His personality sucks, though. No offense to him.
It sucks, but I kind of love it.
It's a weird sucky.
I love that he could eat all the wings.
Yeah, I guess that's hot. That's our criteria for a boyfriend. He could eat hot wings. He's got a good personality.
Like, doesn't even need hair.
Yeah, bald, fuck it. They're all getting bald. It doesn't matter. And then guys are just like, nah, she's got to be hot. I'm like, are you kidding me,
dude? I'm like, I'm trying my best.
Yeah, you're like, we are paying and getting vagina facials. That's what we're doing for you.
No, it's so bleak. I called a friend yesterday. This could get me canceled. So
you caught a friend?
No, I called a friend about this yesterday.
I was like, what did they do?
And if you think this will get me canceled, you're going to bleep it out.
Oh, everything on here has gotten me canceled by now.
Perfect. Yeah. So I was on Hinge. Super cute guy. Mm-hmm. Said he was 6'5". Like,
love that.
All of his pictures are like great. It's like him smiling with a friend or with whatever.
Okay.
There's like one picture of him with an NBA player and he looks short, but I'm like, okay, it's an NBA player.
Yeah.
Then there's a picture of him in his like Ralph Lauren Olympic outfit. And I'm like, okay, pop off, like his little headshot for that. And I'm like, pop off.
Wow.
So I Google him. Like, and again, I go through all of his prompts, everything. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like not an Olympian.
Yeah.
I Google him. He has no legs.
Dude.
And let me tell you something. I honestly would have gone out with him if he had said something about it and he was making fun of the 6'5 thing. There was nothing on his profile.
So all his pictures are waist up?
Yes. And I seriously was like, no. The like funny in me would have been like, that is so funny. If it had been obvious that he had no legs and he wrote 6'5", I would have been like, that's so funny. Honestly, I'll go on a date.
Yeah, he can't hide that.
This would have been like, I show up to the restaurant and I realize he has no legs.
Oh my God. I would.
He has Olympic medals. Like, I would have gone.
Yeah, my mind went to like, oh, he has prosthetic legs.
No.
And then I was like, wow, you can like just pick how long you want them to be. That's sick.
You went like,
can I do 6'5 legs? Yeah, fuck it. I don't have them anymore. That'd be fucking genius.
I know.
I wonder if that's a thing.
I'm sure it is.
Right?
Yeah. You I mean, I guess it probably just depends on like gravity and stuff.
yeah. The center of gravity. Want to be 6'5". They're like, you will topple over.
Yeah.
Sir,
they're like,
and
you got to
lose your face.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you would have to figure that out. It's like I have a physics degree. This is the only time I think I've ever applied it post college. I'm like,
my God. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I guess the weight, the mass, everything, all in that. There's a theory in there.
But
somewhere.
I just feel like it could have been so funny. But instead, I was like, oh my God.
Dude.
I would have showed up to the restaurant. I went through the whole scenario in my head. I would have showed up to the restaurant.
Well, paint the picture. Let's hear it.
He wouldn't have stood up for me as I walk in. He would just be sitting at the table.
He doesn't stand for anything.
But I wouldn't have known this yet. I could fall in love with a brick. Would have been like, I'm in love. Still this whole time, not realizing the scenario.
Wow. And then dinner's over. You had an amazing night.
And again, to be clear, because I think this is the part that would or would not get me canceled. I'm fine if he has no legs, as long as I know.
The fact that women such as yourself would be like, you know what? Legs are a deal breaker. Whereas men are like, A cup, gotta go.
No, like, men are like, she has to be blonde. And I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, he can be missing limbs.
Like, would I prefer at least one leg?
Yeah. I wonder what happened
to
him.
But I'm fine with two. I didn't go that far in, but I'm very impressed with all of his like medals and stuff.
How'd you figure out that he was legless?
Because I Googled his Olympic.
Oh, that's what it was.
The Paralympics.
Paralympics.
But listen, here's the thing.
At least it wasn't special.
No. God.
Hey, we'll go for those too. Everybody needs love.
I want an Olympian, to be very clear. Like, I'm sad for an Olympian.
That's what you're manifesting?
I'm sad. I'll sit on the dick for an Olympian. But like, I.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how. That's a whole other
thing. I can't even.
I can't.
No, like.
But I'm like, please, I'm going to go deep into a Reddit thread tonight.
I'm just like, are we really lying that much about things online? It just is very upsetting.
That's crazy.
I mean, truly, the bar is so low.
Yeah. Oh, he's probably really good at limbo.
But if he's watching this, just know that if you make a joke about it in your Hinge profile, I would have gone out with you.
Yeah, you can't hide that. That's
That's a big one. That's a big one.
That's huge.
Like, if you're married, seriously, I don't care. Like, I care for your wife because fuck you for cheating. But if you're married, I don't need to know that on your profile. Like, seriously, don't tell me because then I'm not a girl's girl. But if you don't... I'm like...
If you're missing 50% of your body and you're not being upfront with that...
Just let me know. I just want honesty. That's all women want.
His interests are long walks on the beach.
Literally, like, that would be funny if he was like, in parentheses, have no legs.
If I had legs. Like, I wonder how he lost them or if he just never had them.
I don't know. I have a friend that doesn't have a leg.
One leg?
Yeah.
It's legless. Yeah. Legless. What happened?
Boating accident.
Fuck.
I know. Tough.
That sucks.
But I only knew her with one leg, so.
It's hard. I would imagine it's harder to lose a limb or something after you had it all.
Yeah.
You know, she crushes it.
She's like an athlete.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how far medical stuff has come these days.
And like robotic limbs and shit. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like, yeah. I'm sure you could probably get like a leg with some hair on it and shave it and it'll regrow like
That shit better be hairless.
Yo, yeah. So like, then you just have 50% of the work.
I'm out here lasering my body. That thing better be hairless.
I gotta laser my prosthetic.
Yeah, that's another thing, men. You don't have to. I don't know. Actually, I'd be so freaked out if a guy was like, "I lasered my dick." I'd be like, "Seriously, are you okay?"
Yo, that'd be scary.
Oh no, Ramon!
Right at the dick laser comment.
Yeah, right in. Have you ever lasered your dick? Can they do that?
Can they laser a dick? What kind of dicks are you seeing? Hairy dicks? What's happening?
I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of cocaine dicks, and to be honest.
Oh, so they're limp.
Yeah. the life has gone behind their eyes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There's a... I don't know. Guys are gross. There's no maintenance going on there. And if there is, they're usually maybe gay. And I haven't found out yet.
And on, you know what? And that's my type.
Yeah.
My type
is a gay man who thinks he's straight.
No, my type is the ones that it's like, could go either way.
You're like, you might be bi. And I'm like, fine, I guess. But now I got like twice the competition.
I know. Bi is scary.
I don't like that.
I know. I'm like, I support it. Like, good for you.
Like, good for you. But that's a lot of work for me.
I already have to be jealous of a girl. Then it's like, you're having boys' night.
Yeah.
Too
much. Yeah. There's no relief.
I'm like, guess who's going to be a boys' night?
You're like, oh, okay, now it's a girls' night tonight. Okay. Can we just get like a asexual night out, sir?
I know. Maybe some alone time.
Yeah. Yeah, with you and all your limbs.
I'm so afraid.
I'm scared too. Me and Don aren't really getting along very well.
I may have to do your move of going.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fucking puss pup. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Whew, yeah, I do it so that I only taste the Pepsi. I tasted the tequila that time. That was foul. I'm sorry. Me and Nino were trying to get this Shotcast going for what, fucking 6 months, dude? I don't even know.
We have been trying to do this for so long, and it makes me sound so much cooler than I am that my schedule has been so busy, and I've just been like, I don't know what's going on. I'm so sorry.
You're like, look, I got a lot of Paralympic events I have to attend.
I have literally
just to get my karma right.
Yeah, I'm like, I have been serving the community. Yeah, no, what have I been doing? Seriously, nothing. I've been on stage. I've been... Not on stage. I did Dry January. That cut out a big month for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had my last two guests, I had Val on last week, Val Parker. Uh-huh. Do you know her?
Yeah, yeah.
She drinks, but she had a show after that she couldn't be like hammered for. And I was like, understand. I had a show after. I was like, I don't give a fuck. But yeah. So we made it strong cast and did like workouts at the Bell.
Oh.
Yeah, that was fun. We were jacked after that. We were revved up. Endorphins were flowing.
I'm a Pilates princess, so I already did it today.
Ooh, noise. I go to Orange Theory and I want to fucking die every time. But it's the only thing. That's the only thing that like keeps me going. I've been a member on and off for like 10 years.
Yeah, no, same. They like still. I like still have my like the OG heart monitor.
That, wow, that one. That's like the pacer in high school. Mm-hmm. You do that shit? You ever do like the? Beep test? What it was called. Yeah.
That's for you athletes out there.
Oh my gosh!
Surprise!
But then we did sports. Yeah, yeah. We're athletic as fuck. Yeah. We're not Olympians, no. But we like them.
Even this if they guy is literally going to be like, I didn't match with you. He's going to be like, I actually didn't like you back. So
like, I blocked you, bitch. Oh, my God. It's hilarious. The pacer test was always the worst, though. Like, I remember everyone would fake sick or have their period that day. I'm like, oh, we're all synced up? Ugh. You guys are bitches. And then I'd have to do it. Like, you'd do it because I ran cross country like a freaking cool kid.
I played soccer.
Yeah, that was the one sport I didn't do. Soccer and, like, field hockey.
Really. Oh, field hockey girls were so cool, but it was, like, during soccer travel season.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That was intense.
Wow, you were traveling.
And then I burnt out. But, yeah,
bending it like Beckham.
I was. You know where I was not bending it? The sit and reach. Like, fuck. The Dude, sit and reach. I just, like, have to say something. What were they prepping us for?
I don't know.
They kept saying, like, this is going to the president. First of all, who was the president? Let me think. When I was doing sit and reach, it would have been, like, Bush. And then, who was before Bush? Again?
Bill Clinton was before Bush?
Yeah, but right? I wasn't doing the sit and reach.
I'm not a history buff.
It was, like, I feel like the whole time my sit and reach mattered, it was President Bush.
Yep.
What did you do with that data?
Yeah. What did you do? Is that what started 9/11?
What was
We didn't reach far enough? Fuck.
I'm screaming. Yeah, no, this didn't reach like really. It was like seriously embarrassing. Like, why did you have to like
do No, it me? Was mean. It was also okay, yo, did you have this when you had to do swimming in gym class?
Yes.
And at the like, did you ever have the scoliosis test during those classes?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I had scoliosis, so maybe they exempt
me. The more I talk about this with others now, I'm like, okay, so this was literally just my school and that coach was a creep because we would be in our bathing
scoliosis
suits.
Scoliosis test?
Yeah.
I've literally never heard of this.
Dude. It was so, when it happened every year, every swim class, I'm like, why are we doing it during swim class? Because we would all be in bathing suits and they would have us all line up at the edge of the pool and the male coach would walk by and we'd all have to bend over and like see if our spine was like squiggly or not. It was really weird.
No, I'm really, like, did you ever
see Queensbury High School? What the hell is going on there?
Did you ever see that report, like, anywhere that was, like, sent to your parents being like, here's an update of their status?
Of the scoliosis thing? No.
I'm going to tell you right now.
He was creeping.
That was not a test. That was not a test.
Y'all failed.
No. I'm not kidding. Like, there's no way that was a test because I had scoliosis and I never had to bend over.
Yeah, that was the thing. They were like, touch your toes.
No, like when I went to the like chiropractor and the back doctor and all this kind of stuff, you guys, I could have been so tall. I could have been a model.
6'5".
And yeah, 6'5".
All legs.
No, truly they were like, she could have been so much, but I had scoliosis. And
did you rectify it? Like, can that be?
It was so slight that they were like, I didn't ever have to like wear the brace or anything like that. But no, allegedly, it's why I'm not 5'8 because that's what my chart said I was going to be. But I'm 5'3.
Oh, really? You're 5'3?
I know. I give tall bitch energy.
Holy fuck, dude.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I literally just saw you standing. I hugged you and I still thought you were my height.
No, people are so shocked. I get off stage sometimes and people are like, oh, you're so short. And I'm like, okay. Did you like my jokes?
Yeah.
But no, but I had scoliosis and they, it was like really, really slight. It qualified, but there was never a test where I was bending over ever.
Dude. Yeah. I thought it, I remember because I.
That's a crazy test.
It was like middle school, which is even creepier.
We are unlocking trauma on the show. Yeah.
Look, I understand why I get nervous bending over now. It's not anal. It's not anything else. It's literally from the coach. And I forgot his name. I think I just erased it from my brain.
He's probably locked up, so.
Yeah. I gotta get his name so I can look it up because he might be.
That's a crazy thing when, like, high school teachers get locked up after. Like, way after. And you're like, oh.
That makes sense.
That adds up.
He was the cool teacher. There was
It's always the cool teacher.
Dude, there was definitely one social studies teacher in, like, 10th or 11th grade that was like the cool one, right? He was like younger, mm-hmm. But like at that, you know, when you're like a teenager, someone who's like 27, you're like, that's ancient, you know? Yeah. You're like, oh my God, 25? What a man. Like, but like,
What a man. Let me tell you something about a 25-year-old man now.
They're not men at
not
all.
Not a man. Not a man.
They're not men at all. They're hitting on high schoolers because that was happening at mine.
Because that's all they can get. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, dude.
Just kidding. You can have me.
He was like, he like jokingly asked this girl to prom. And like, they were like dancing together at prom. And she was a little slut. So they probably had a.
We don't slut shame here.
They probably had a relationship. Yeah. No slut shaming. But she was. She was easy for the picking.
No, that's. Did you ever watch Pretty Little Liars?
Oh yeah, I saw like bits of it. I wasn't a habitual watcher.
Honestly, it went on for like seriously 10 years. So like, it's a good thing that you didn't. But I unfortunately had to finish the end of it. But there was a teacher that dates one of the students. It's like their whole thing.
Classic.
In all high school, I was like, justice for Ezra and Arya. I think her name is Arya. Like, justice for them. Like, they're in love.
Dude.
And now I'm like, oh my God, he was literally like 35 and she was 18.
Yo. Yeah.
Not even. She may have been 16.
The older you get, the more perspective you have on that.
I was like, he should have been arrested.
Yeah. Because at the time, like, if I'm that girl's, like, friend, I'm like, get it, bitch.
And she, like, introduces like, him to her parents.
Oh. What'd the parents do? Told her a pretty little lie.
They literally said, this is not okay. And I literally remember watching the episode and being like, this is fucked up.
Love.
Like,
is
they
true.
Are love.
Now I'm like, and then we wonder why we have fucked up standards.
I know it's funny though, because now that I'm 18 years old,
now that I'm legal, a different perspective.
There will be someone that's older. Like, there's a guy that's so attractive, and he's just honestly like family friend, but homie, whatever.
Yeah.
That is, looks like he's 30. He is fully 49 now, something like that. And I introduced my mom to be like, I need you to understand how the lines have been blurred. And she was like, he's closer in age to me, but I do honestly see where you're going from.
She's like, I get it, sweetie, but no.
Yeah, she was like, you probably shouldn't.
Let's pull the brakes on this, but what's like, his number? I will text him.
My dad's like, excuse me?
I just had a facial on my vagina. I will FaceTime him with my vagina. Different set of lips.
This is like somehow going to come out that I did, even after we believe it, that it.
Oh, shit,
gonna,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And she's going to be like.
You son of a bitch. It's all right. Who cares?
No, like, pop off.
I know. Honestly, I support it fully. I didn't know that was a thing. I'm going to go through a deep Google search later.
No, I'm like,
probably gonna get
she
flagged.
Doesn't even live in New York. In New York, I'm sure it's fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I would do one, though. It needs to be for someone else.
I need to know what the reasoning is and the before and after. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see what happens
like,
in,
I'll
that,
do
in
it.
That sesh.
I'll
like,
do it.
How long is it?
Actually,
are you
honestly.
Just, like, spraying it with, like, rose petal water. Like,
oh, God. Imagine there's, like, happening. Someone there, like. Honestly,
you're all set, honey.
I think that I'm just going to wait. That's what I'm going to have a man pay for. I don't need a bag. Sorry. I need a bag.
I need a bag to go to my appointment that you will also pay for.
And then I will take a vagina facial.
And then you're going to love it and not
and
even
you're
notice.
Love it.
You're not even gonna notice.
Smell like a fucking rose.
Fresh as a daisy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The last dandelion.
Because your sweaty balls does not smell like that.
Dude, yeah, let's get some men's spas out. Let's,
yes.
let's make that an
Can
open,
we,
comfortable
we'll normalize
thing.
It. I'm gonna tell you right now, any man that's like takes care of himself, hot.
So hot.
And you know what usually happens? They're gay.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Or they're like Please. Super metro.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, this is too much. And if you're matching more than I am.
Yeah, that is always tough.
Like, if you're a color palette, you know it. You
yeah,
know
that's tough.
Your palette. That's
I just genuinely am like, I would like to normalize for guys hygiene.
Hygiene?
The bar is so low.
Thought it was just normal requirement.
Shower.
Like, I thought that was just like a thing that came naturally. Like, you wear deodorant. You shower every day, every other day. You know, whatever. After a workout. A run.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
God forbid you're even doing that.
People are like, oh my gosh, hooking up in the shower is so miserable. Agreed. But they're clean.
Yeah. You got to trick them. You got to lure them
in. Come on in. Yeah. Let me wash.
Yeah. Because, it's not comfortable. You're just getting like power wash in the face. You're getting, it's waterboarding.
You're being upset
in
New York.
Waterboarding.
Like, in New York. I mean, I'm trying to hook up with a like billionaire or something and then maybe it'll be different. But
yeah, it'll be a bigger shower, not a tub. Like, I'm not as prisoner of war shit. Like,
in my shower, I probably, wait, Have I been in the shower, in my shower with anyone? No, I don't think so.
I have not, because I don't even want to go in there.
No, it's, I mean, disgusting. It's, my shower is clean. But
mine's clean, but it's
small. Would be...
And there's a window.
I know. Oh, no.
There's always a window. Mine's... There's always a misplaced window in a New York City apartment.
Oh, truly.
I'm just like, why?
Why is this here?
I mean, it's just in, like, the weird, like,
the worst
shaft.
Is the showers that are, like, a... They look like those things that were at the banks that were, like... Whoosh. Do you remember that?
No, wait,
oh, my gosh.
What?
At the banks, like, years ago. This is aging me. At an actual bank... That you drove to,
I just
you would
rob
put.
Him.
Yeah, obviously, you look exactly like someone that robs banks. But you would get, if you were getting money out or putting a check in or anything, that you would go up and it was this little, like, it looked like a time capsule in my mind.
Oh yeah.
And then it would go. Whoosh.
Yeah.
Well, there's showers that look like that.
What?
They're about the size of you, just you, and all you can do is stand in it.
Oh, like a tube.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a spaceship or some shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
And I know that there's some in New York because I've seen them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You can't fucking that.
No.
You can't do anything in there.
You just hug.
You can barely shower in
you
it.
Just hold each other.
You're just loofing.
It's like my serious worst nightmare.
Just put the loofah against the glass and rub yourself against it because that's all you have room to do in there.
No, literally. I mean, I'm not a cuddler.
Me neither. I need my gosh darn space.
I mean, I'll say that there has been men that have broken that curse that I've been like, okay, I'll cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
But I generally don't like the idea of cuddling until, like, the thought of just embracing someone in a shower is kind of my worst.
Worst fear. What's your biggest fear, Nina?
This.
Don Ramon. Don Ramon in a shower? Dead.
Like,
I'm dead.
I'm not built for this.
I'm not either.
It's a fun day. I don't know what day this is going to be released, but I need everyone to pause and listen to it on a Monday.
Yeah, honestly. I think we're basically done here. Wow, that's basically it. Sorry.
Oh, my.
This is our most full shot. I apologize. It's not that bad. We're even. Right?
Maybe we're even.
Maybe.
No, give you some more. Yeah. You're taller than me. Oh, perfect.
That's beautiful. Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm so afraid.
Fuck you, Dawn. Ugh. I'm going to go straight there after this. I smash it over his head.
I was like, where? To Don's house?
I'm going to Don Ramon's tonight.
I know.
I'm going to cross the border.
I'm like, what am I going to eat tonight? Thought I was going to cook. Nope.
Oh, my gosh. I've been on my cooking game lately, though. I'm proud of myself.
Oh.
I've never cooked. My oven doesn't work. I use it as storage.
Oh, fair.
yeah. Got to capitalize on that space.
It's for socks.
It's like toilet paper and paper towels in there.
I'm dead.
In the plastic, though, still. I'm okay, not just sure. Free balling and then having grease.
Yeah, that'd be scary. Honestly, gross. I love cooking. I'm like a big cooker, but I wouldn't.
Big cooker.
Big.
Not a chef, big cooker.
Big cooker. Honestly, no.
I BBQ on my balcony.
That is the most accurate way to describe it, because, like, am I someone that I would say, oh, my God, I can make Marry Me Chicken? No.
No, I don't even know what that is. What did you say?
I cook Marry Me Chicken.
Oh, I thought that was like a spice. Like chicken parmesan, Marry Me Chicken. You ever have Marry Me Chicken? It's great. All the seasoning. It's amazing.
Just be glad I don't have my southern accent anymore, because, like, you wouldn't
understand
anything.
Yeah, where from the south are you from again?
North Carolina. North Kakalaki.
Nice.
Where they can drink moonshine, and I'm really not even able to do Don Ramon.
Yo, moonshine's crazy.
Yeah, we still have, like, shooters of moonshine in my freezer. Not in New York. Oh, my God. Not the stumble.
Don, what are you doing to us, Don? You're a slow burn, but it's catching up, and I don't like it. One of my friends from high school, from, like, upstate, her family owns, like, a moonshinery. I don't know. It's not a brewery, but what would it be called?
Distillery?
Yes.
That's right.
I was like, there's a word.
No, that's like moonshine is definitely a thing, but I've never gotten like we have like an unorthodox moonshine, like in a jar.
For emergencies,
but I've never tried it because it scares me.
It's scary. Yeah. My friend made me try like a spoonful of that, and yeah, I was like, woo!
It'll like send you into another orbit.
Yeah, I feel like I was tripping. I don't fucking know.
Cheers.
Well, cheers to that. This is closest to moonshine.
This is the closest I get to Lord.
You know what the best part is?
The aftertaste.
Oh, God. He poured me a little in a plastic cup before I bought it.
And he thought it was good?
No, and he was like, taste it. And it was, like, this much in a plastic cup. I was like, that is not a shot. That's, like, a full drink, sir. I was like, I'll just smell it. And then I was like, this smells terrible.
Where is this bodega?
Let's get the freaking address. Let's all meet there. Let's start a freaking rally.
I need everyone.
It's on Clinton Street.
Okay.
Wine and Liquors. That's all it's called.
Clinton Street Wine and Liquors.
Yeah.
Seriously, watch your back.
We're going to come for you. We're going to come hard.
Yep. Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out.
I know, that was super intimidating.
I've got a hoodie on.
Tubular shower.
I've got a hoodie on and nails.
Yeah. I got to get mine down. They're grown out like a mofo. It's disgusting.
I got one of those Russian manicures.
The hell is that?
It's this new
thing. They're just like, it's done.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, actually, a lot of places have started renaming it to like a easy trim or something. I don't know. But they really get into your cuticles. So this is 3 weeks in.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Dude, mine's 3 weeks in. You see how grown out and disgusting
usually
they
are? I would do that, but I won't. I have to admit, I had someone come to my home.
You did? I didn't even know they did that.
It was $5 more. I was like, come on, girl.
$5?
Yeah.
What the heck? I've been getting my nails done like a peasant.
I know. I was like, okay, I will say, though, I kind of hated it.
Really?
I really hated it. Why? A, because I felt like I was like vacuuming everywhere.
Oh.
Because I was like, ugh. Yeah. And I felt like I needed to like take care of her.
Yeah. You're like, you want anything? Tea?
I was like, tea? Coffee? Literally, I was like, I have Diet Coke.
Then you start serving them.
No, I was like, do you want ambiance in the back? Like, should I play some music?
Dude, well, I think all nail salons should have a TV.
I agree.
Because they're just playing, like, I don't know what radio station these nail salons are all syncing up to, but it's always playing, like, really random oldies and not the hits, like deep cuts. Like, I'm just like getting my freaking shit rocked, and it's like, these eyes are crying. I'm like, mine are about to, you're stabbing me, miss.
I feel like my nail place is always playing the news.
Oh, that's even
with
worse.
Captions on. And no. So it's like I'm listening to the music, and I've got my nails like this and a hair, and I've got my nails like this. And then I'm watching the New York local news, which, by the way, of all the local news is possibly the worst.
It's the worst.
Everything is so sad.
Dude, they're like, so someone else died in the Bronx today. I'm like, sick.
Okay, someone was shot at a bar that I frequently go to.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch the news.
I didn't even know. My mom texted me and said, hey, are you okay? And I was like, girl, what are you talking about?
My mom does that too. And I'm like, I'd rather, ignorance is bliss.
Well, it was Tom and Jerry's. The bar on, yes.
What?
On like Elizabeth and Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally.
Oh, you're like close to me then.
Yeah.
You're in East Village?
No, but I go to Tom and Jerry's a lot.
Okay.
I'm in Chelsea. But
oh, yeah, that's right. Duh.
But I read multiple articles, so I need to kind of figure it out. I think the government's still at large, so.
Sick. They're always at
large.
So
if you're watching this.
They're never at medium or small.
Please don't target us. They're never at mediums full, I guess.
At least they're not extra large. We'll take it.
Thank God. But no, it was at 3:20, which I will say I usually have left by 3:20, but not always.
3:20 a.m.?
3:20 a.m.
That's a very specific time to leave.
On a Friday, which I, like Friday night into Saturday.
Oh, I thought you were saying you leave the bar at 3:20 always.
No.
I was like, wow.
I leave before, but there is times where I don't leave before 3.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And apparently someone got kicked out. This is all from an article. Apparently someone got.
I just read the headline.
I know. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if this is true. But someone left, got kicked out because he was drunk.
Classic.
And then turned around and shot inside the bar.
Oh, he was packing heat?
Yeah, which I didn't think people were doing.
Me neither. When they go out. He was like, I want to drink more.
Yeah. And
that's
killed
insane.
The bouncer.
Insane. Really?
No, it's like actually so sad.
That's really sad.
I think his name was, the bouncer's name was Anton. So rest in peace, Anton.
Yo, for real, that's fucked up.
But isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
So not even security is secure.
Yeah, so that's on New York News.
Yo, dude, I know. I watch it. Like, New York News, it's so funny. In the morning, it's very positive.
Very positive.
And as soon as 5 o'clock hits, they're like, everyone's dead. I'm like, what? So, why don't we go back to the cupcake special we were doing at 11?
Literally. That was more fun. No, I got someone the other day was handing out, like, free New York Times newspapers. And to be honest, I think they had an ad in it. And they were, it was for, like, French fries, Pub Off. I don't remember what the French fry company was, but.
Wow, love fries.
And they had folded it to the ad.
Oh,
and
smart.
I was like,
advertising.
Yeah, I honestly loved it. I was walking back from Pilates and I said, of course, I would love one.
Yeah.
Like, folded it back to how it's supposed to be. Immediately, no.
No.
Immediately was like, this is so sad. Everything in here is so upsetting.
Dude, yeah, no. I honestly, no. I want to be, you know, aware and I want to be educated. But sometimes I don't want to know about all the bad things happening. It's like the plane crashes. It's because they're reporting it more and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It just creates like hysteria for no reason. And like, what good does that do people? It just makes them more paranoid and like makes them freak out and like have all these irrational fears. I mean, the fear is already there.
Yeah.
Like, you live in one of the most greatest cities in the world, but also one of the most dangerous cities in the world,
it's
to be
magical.
Honest.
It's so
I
magical.
Have pepper spray that I don't know how to use.
Okay, did you know pepper spray could expire?
No, but wouldn't that make it more intense or makes it less?
No, so I saw
You're
this.
You're just misting someone?
No, I literally saw this. I've had this pepper spray for God knows how long.
Yeah, same.
And I had never used it.
Yeah.
Slay.
So, hell yeah, let's keep that going.
Love that energy. And so I was like, oh, let me just make sure it still works because I didn't know it expired. I mean, I guess it makes sense. It's pepper. And
yeah, is it? Like, what's in pepper spray? Do we know?
No, I assume pepper.
Pepper and
I think it would hurt if you got in your eyes.
Like, what is it?
I don't know. But I literally, one of my friends has been pepper sprayed in the eyes and she was fine. Like, she's not blind. So I assume, like, it's a very short-term thing.
I want a taser.
Yeah, well, it was an accidental. Her boyfriend accidentally pepper sprayed her. Like, he thought the safety was actually so sad.
That sucks.
But
he probably got fucked too.
Yeah, no.
Like, it goes in like a big radius.
No, it screws you. But so I was like, let me just open the window. I was like, I went outside and I was like, let me just like spray it on the ground. Make sure I even know how to use it.
Yeah, smart.
When I tell you. It didn't work.
It was like an 80-year-old jerking off.
No, it literally was like, literally.
Just dust.
And it was nothing. And I thought, imagine I had turned around full confidence, like, and nothing came out. Yeah, it expired.
Just
so.
Throw it at their face.
Yeah, it's like actually so upsetting. But greatest city in the world.
Greatest city in the world for expired pepper spray. Well, that's the new slogan.
Yeah. I also am dying that. We decide to take however many shots we just took, and we're like, we're actually going to report on the news.
We are anchors, and Don Ramon's our sponsor.
Surprise.
So today in New York, surprise, guess what happened? Surprise. Everyone died.
Everyone died.
It's insane, though.
Pepper spray expires. Ladies, watch out, and then go get your vagina facial.
Yep.
That's also paid for by a man.
Take some jujitsu classes. I think they should do free self-defense in like Central Park.
Okay, well, I've been trying to organize a self-defense class. I've talked about this with Tori actually too.
Oh yeah.
So
Troy was like, I'm gonna take you guys to the park, I'm gonna teach you. I'm like, when are you gonna do that, boy?
Yeah.
Because like, we're still defenseless right
now. Yeah. I feel like I
just need a quick 1-2 go to and I think I'll feel more confident.
Honestly, I think I would want to fight, but I'm going to rely on running because I think a lot of the people that would
attack.
Try and fight me can't
doesn't
run.
Have that cardio in them.
Yeah. Like, watch out.
Yeah. I'll just get crazy and big and be like, yeah, and then run.
And run. That is the tactic with a bear. But I'm glad
you
we're
know what?
Applying
these are
it
animals
to
we're dealing with. Okay.
Scare them off. Honestly, no, you just need to start yapping.
Yeah.
That's been my defense. Anytime a guy, I look at him and I'm like, he's about to drug my drink, I start yapping. And he's like, it's not worth it.
They're like, this is, drop her off.
It's
She's annoying.
Not worth it.
She's so annoying.
She's a yapper.
Why didn't we tape her mouth?
Yeah. I'm like, hey,
we just got her hands. She's still.
I would be someone's worst nightmare.
Yeah, dude. I say that to my sister all the time. She's so annoying. She never stops talking. She's like just an endless fountain.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's honestly.
And I'm like, you're safe. Like,
you're good.
You are so good. You're going to live forever, dude.
Yeah.
Like, good for you.
Possibly alone, but forever. No, it's me.
Oh, my God. All right. Do you have anything you want to plug? Any fun stuff coming up?
I'm on the dating apps. No.
Hinge.
I'm on Hinge. Out. I'm on Raya.
She likes Olympians.
I do.
If you're athletic, hit up
me.
I do.
But no, I'm always performing in New York. So follow my Instagram at Nina Barnett. My TikTok is at Neens Barnett, N-I-N-Z. Because Nina was taken and Neens is my nickname. And yeah, I'm always performing. I have a show called Buy Me Dinner First Comedy.
Great show.
Super
Which one did
fun.
I do? Did I do that one or Dessert First? You don't do that one anymore, do you?
Both of them are on pause right now, but we're actually about to relaunch both.
Oh, look
so
at
we
that.
Have Buy Me Dinner First, obviously coined from the fact that men need to. And Dessert First is like the sister show. But we're trying to get it back, so hopefully it'll be. I know Buy Me Dinner First we're definitely going to have back. Dessert First, we're hopefully doing both in Manhattan and the Hamptons.
Hell yeah. Wow, look at you.
For my rich friends.
Look, yeah, yeah. Labor Day weekend's going to be sick.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, I did the, I don't know which one I did.
Yeah, either one.
A long time ago.
Yeah, both of them were so fun.
They were such a great time. And I met your family at that one.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Shout out to my family.
So I know who she be talking about.
Yeah, true.
I met your brother too.
Yep, my brother
little
was in New York. Shout out. Shout out to my little brother, Charlie. He's a sleigh. He's tall. He's got green eyes and he's single too.
Good luck, Chuck.
He's all over my TikTok.
Thank you so much for coming on. I'm glad we finally were able to do it.
Thank you so much.
Hell yeah. All right. Catch you guys next time. Rick with the audience clip. This is live. We're in an Apollo Theater. It's crazy.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.